97.9 FM WCHL Championship Sports presents The Grid. WCHL's exclusive high school football pregame show. Join WCHL over the next hour as we preview all the area games and the storylines you care about. All season long, The Grid is your home for all your area schools, including the Carrboro Jaguars, the East Chapel Hill Wildcats, the Chapel Hill Tigers, and all the surrounding area schools from Orange and Chatham counties. The Grid, WCHL's exclusive high school football pregame show, starts now.
Good evening and welcome into week two of The Grid. An exciting week ahead as we kick things off last week. For the first time ever, two live play-by-play games of high school football right here on WCHL and Chapelboro.com. And we continue again tonight, our games of the week tonight, Northern Durham and Orange, exclusively on Chapelboro.com. And on WCHL and Chapelboro.com, it's Carrboro and East Chapel Hill. So let's get right into it. Three local coaches to talk to, and we begin in Chatham County with the Northwood Chargers in Pittsboro getting a win, stepping up in division overall this year to 3A, the Northwood Chargers, and facing a 4A opponent last week, 39-14, the final decision as the Northwood Chargers get the win over the East Chapel Hill Wildcats. A new head coach at East Chapel Hill this year, John Sherman leading the way, but Bill Hall still there at Northwood and still leading the Chargers and trying to show some force this year in 3A play. Tonight, Southern Lee, the Cavaliers, heading to Northwood for the contest tonight, and WCHL's Matt Paul will be on hand. He's got a podcast for you that I'll let you know about here after this interview, but he met up with the head coach of the Northwood Chargers, Bill Hall, to speak about last week's win and the balanced attack that the Chargers were able to put on the Wildcats. Here's their conversation.
Well, for the most part, we had a lot of big plays and limited their big plays. They did have two big plays, but Ty threw the ball really well. Jalen had some good catches. Both running backs ran the ball really well, and that's the story of the game. We played well up front on both sides of the ball. So,
and one other area, special teams. Did you block two punts in the first half?
We got a hand on two punts, so yeah, I guess we did block two punts.
And that's pretty nice way to start the season too,
it
huh?
It is, and we emphasize special teams. We do some part of our special teams program every day in practice, so we emphasize it a lot.
And the one play, East Chapel Hill kind of had a funk in that first half. I think you'd agree with that. They didn't touch the one punt, I believe, and you guys returned it 80-something yards.
Yeah, that was a field goal attempt they had, and it laid there on the ground, and we're hollering our guys to pick it up and go, and the officials were just kind of looking at each other, and finally Michael Queen picked it up and almost went to the house with it, but we were able to score two plays later.
A great way to start the game, for sure, early on. However, one thing I would note was, despite how things went in the first half, you guys really outplayed them and had the turnover advantage, if you will. Still only 14-7 at one point. They're in it. Did that frustrate you at all, or did you say, hey, you know, look, we're really dominating, but we're only up 14-7?
Yeah, and that was one of the big plays that they got. They had, like I said, they had two big plays. They got one right before halftime to get down there and put it in the end zone, but we responded with the long pass to Jalen and then Castro making the field goal. So we did have a little momentum going into halftime, up 17-7.
And actually talking to some East Chapel Hill players, that did take some of the momentum away. They mentioned it as well. Tough to find them, but what areas could use some improvement after the opener? Coaches will find them.
Well, we got to get better. You know, that's what we've been preaching since Monday morning. We got to get better in all aspects of the game. And we can't be satisfied. I believe East Chapel Hill is going to win some ball games, but, you know, we're in a very tough conference, so I think we got to continue to get better in all aspects of the game.
I know one thing I'm going to do or not going to do is ask you to look too far ahead because your schedule is pretty rough. Excuse that school bell there. What do you know about this week's opponent, Southern Lee?
Southern Lee's very athletic. They are very athletic, very well coached. I mean, they a lot like East Chapel Hill. They got a new coach coming in, new enthusiasm. Very well coached, a very athletic quarterback's dangerous, a lot like East Chapel Hills. We're going to have to play ball.
Once again, that was Matt Paul speaking with the head coach of the Northwood Chargers, Bill Hall, as the Chargers prepare to take on the Southern League Cavaliers tonight in Pittsburgh. 7:30 kickoff. Matt Paul will be on hand for that contest. He'll be bringing us live updates that you can hear during our broadcast tonight. Of course, two games of the week again this week. We'll let you know about those in just a moment. But Matt Paul will also have an update online on chapelboro.com when that game goes final, so you can read the full recap there. Matt Paul, also the host of the High School Football with Matt Paul, a new podcast on chapelboro.com. Episode 2 of that podcast now available on our website, chapelboro.com, and you can easily find that in the High School Football section. Just go up to the top of the website, over to the right of the navigation bar, you'll see WCHL. Hover over that and let the drop-down bar come down and click on High School Football, and that's where you can easily find High School Football with Matt Paul, a weekly podcast that he's put together. Now, coming up next on the grid, we're going to talk to the head coach of the Cedar Ridge Red Wolves, Chris Casey. A tough loss to a tough opponent, the Carrboro Jaguars, last week. But Chris Casey still, as he did last year, a tough year last year, but never giving up that fight and that momentum, that ability to believe that there's a chance this week. We'll let you know the Cedar Ridge Red Wolves opponent and what Chris Casey has to say for this game coming up this week. That and much more we'll tell you about the two broadcasts tonight on WCHL and chapelboro.com as well. Lots more to come. Stay tuned to The Grid.
And he hits Davis 40 yards downfield. Touchdown!
What a huge grab. Let's see that again in slow motion.
Going up, feet are inbounds, and he's pulling out his phone to get a free rate quote from Geico?
So he could save hundreds of dollars on his car insurance.
While he pulls down the ball with the other hand. Phenomenal!
That was one for the highlight reel, folks.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
In the nation, they go by Guardian, Lifesaver, and Friend. At Nationwide Insurance, we just call them agents. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Join the nation that cares.
Nationwide is on your side.
Call Mark Vitale, Nationwide Insurance, today at 919-933-4000. Visit Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard or allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Attention Carolina fans, Fitch Lumber and Hardware is a whole lot more than just wood and nuts and bolts. Whether you're building your dream home, adding on, or just maintaining what you've got, we can help lead you in the right direction. Doors, windows, siding, roofing, paint, you name it, we can help you with it. And don't forget about our key and lock services and our custom millwork shop. So stop by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in downtown Carrboro or check us out online at fitchlumber.com. Go Tar Heels!
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green, sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Welcome back to The Grid. I'm Rand Northam. We're just about 50 minutes away from kickoff of high school football week 2 in the Orange County area as well as Chatham County. We just heard from the Chatham County High School, Northwood High School in Pittsburgh, the head coach of the Chargers, Bill Hall, speaking about the dominant win last week and what's in store this week. We now head up to Pittsburgh, where Cedar Ridge head coach Chris Casey suffered a tough loss last week to the hands of the Carrboro Jaguars. Of course, the Jaguars not moving up to 3A, Carrboro moving up, not moving up to 3A, but Cedar Ridge moving up to 3A this year, though Carrboro last year very dominant in 3A, 4A, no matter who they were playing, very dominant play last year until getting to that final game of the season for the state championship. Not quite able to get that one. But still, a 15-1 season and a very strong one at that. But back to the Cedar Ridge Red Wolves. Chris Casey and the Red Wolves starting 0-1 this season. A loss to Carrboro, 36-19. Tonight, it's the Southern Vance Raiders. The Raiders also 0-1. Both teams looking for their first win on the season. And the head coach of the Cedar Ridge Red Wolves, Chris Casey, met up with Matt Oakes of WCHL to talk about that loss last week and to talk about the fact that it was still quite close there at the beginning, but just couldn't quite pull it out there at the end. And not a very deep team for Chris Casey and the Cedar Ridge Red Wolves. Here's their conversation.
Two things. Number one, I think we got a little tired. We have a lot of our guys going both ways. I think the mental and physical fatigue became an issue in the second half. And then looking back at the film, we gave up two or three big plays. And I think those two or three big plays, there one was a 3rd and 18. They hit a little fly pattern down for about 50 or 60 yards, which if we would have been playing the way we were supposed to, that shouldn't have happened. And then we fumbled a kickoff. So those two plays, I think, really gave Carver a lot of life and put them in a great position to score and take advantage of stuff. And then I think on the opposite side, that kind of deflated our team a little bit and kind of got the ball rolling in their favor.
Kind of going off that, what did your team learn from that first week against such a tough team right out of the start against Carver?
I think we gained a lot of confidence with the way we played the first half, offensively and defensively. And we knew Carver was going to be a really tough test right off the bat, and we held our own with those guys. We did really well. But we also saw, you know, we thought we were in pretty good shape. We know we need to get in a little bit better shape, and we also need to work on our depth a little bit. We also talked about it's a learning curve. We're installing a new offense, so not only for the players but for the coaches, you know, to try for us to do a better job of getting certain guys off and on the field.
Okay, and going off that, for practice this week, how has it been going, and the adjustments more specifically are – is it more just mentally being prepared, or what adjustments have you been making specifically in practice this week?
We've definitely talked about the mental preparation of the game, and we went over, like I said, I would say more of the mistakes that we made Friday night were more mental than they were physical. I mean, obviously fumbling the ball is a physical mistake, but I think we were mentally tired when that happened. And the place where we got beat deep, it was just a mental mistake of not understanding down and distance and lineup the correct way. And offensively, we put in our new wrinkles and tried to get a few more formations to make teams adjust to us. And hopefully every time they adjust to us, it's going to give us ways to attack them, whether it's through the air or on the ground.
How do you feel about this week's matchup against Southern Vance?
We feel pretty good. We feel like we should have beaten them last year. We were up, I think, 2 touchdowns last year. Then one of our wideouts who had scored 2 touchdowns in that game and actually picked another one off and ran it back for a touchdown, Christian Chapman, he ended up getting hurt. And I think when he got hurt, we kind of looked around and kind of fell flat. But I think this year our guys know, you know, we got enough guys on our team and our offense is capable enough to score a lot of points. So we're excited about this week. We know, like I said, we did real well against Carver, so we're kind of feeding off that momentum and looking to get a win this Friday.
So what are some of the keys that you've been emphasizing to your team to rebound with a win this week? And as far as Southern Vance, what are some of the strengths of their team that you're going to have to really watch out for to be successful this week?
Some of their keys for Southern Vance, they got 3 really good athletes. Their quarterback, their running back, and they have a receiver. And they're unbelievably athletic, watching the film from last week. You know, sometimes there's nothing there and they're still able to make plays. So we really emphasize defensively, we need to contain those guys. We need to make sure, you know, they're probably athletic enough they're going to get a big play, but we need to keep that big play. Instead of being a 60-yard touchdown, it needs to be a 40-yard run, and then we need to come back and get a 3-and-out. Offensively, we just talked about, you know, we need to try to get more stuff on the perimeter. We need to kind of mix up our play calls. We need to as an O-line unit, they did a great job last week. We had no penalties. We didn't put ourselves in any holes. So we need to continue that part. And we also need to just kind of find ways to get our guys in open space. And Carver did a great job of taking away the things that we had touched upon in the scrimmage. So what we've done is we put a few new wrinkles in to kind of still do those same things, but to get our receivers and running backs and guys out in space.
So would you say overall that Carrboro game will really benefit your team for the rest of the year? Are you glad that you had that right out of the gate?
Yes. Like I said, I think it gave our guys a lot of confidence. And at the same time, you know, I guess good or bad, we didn't do as well in the second half. So it showed us how good we can be if we play together and we play 4 quarters. And it also showed us a lot of things we needed to work on. So, you know, other than getting a win, I think that was the best case scenario because we knew we were going against a tough team, and you got a lot of positive things to build on, and we got a couple of things that are negative that we need to correct. So hopefully we'll correct those mistakes this Friday and come out with a win.
Once again, the head coach of the Cedar Ridge Red Wolves, Chris Casey, speaking with Matt Oakes. We'll hear from Matt again here in just a moment. He's going to sit down with the head coach of the Chapel Hill Tigers, Isaac Marsh, and talk about tonight's matchup. What a game it was last week. More on that in just a moment. Of course, Cedar Ridge and Chapel Hill are going to meet up here in the next little while as Cedar Ridge has made the jump up to 3A football and will be going head-to-head in the Great 8 Conference. And what a stacked conference that is. Chapel Hill, Cedar Ridge, Northwood, Orange, Cardinal Gibbons. Some great teams in that conference, and we're going to see some great football before this year is out. Want to remind you of our broadcast tonight. We've got some good ones. Two broadcasts coming your way, the first of which is Carrboro hosting East Chapel Hill, a 2A versus 4A matchup as the Carrboro Jaguars have their home opener tonight. Of course, Carrboro finishing the season 15-1 last year and one win shy of the state championship. What a game that was. We were there on scene with you at the home of the North Carolina State Wolfpack in Raleigh, and that game just not quite going in the favor of the Carrboro Jaguars, but a new season, and Carrboro tonight featured in one of our two high school games of the week. That is heard tonight on WCHL and chapelboro.com. Exclusively on chapelboro.com, we've got Northern Durham on the road against Orange High School. Jeff Hamlin will take the reins in the play-by-play seat tonight as Walter Storholt will have the color analyst position, and they'll break down that game for you tonight. The pregame show's beginning at 7 o'clock, and again, Northern Durham at Orange, and that game exclusively on chapelboro.com. You can find the link to both of those games. They're both heard on chapelboro.com there as well. Coming up next, we'll hear from the head coach of the Chapel Hill Tigers, Isaac Marsh, on tonight's matchup. Stay tuned to The Grid.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Join us this Friday, August 30th from 2 to 6 p.m. for a customer appreciation event at our Chapel Hill North store off MLK Jr. Boulevard. Win great prizes, sample free food and drink, and learn how to save 18 cents per gallon on gasoline. Giveaways, savings, and fun this Friday from 2 to 6 p.m. at Cruisers in Chapel Hill North. It's our way of saying thanks to our customers in this community.
Cruisers, good to go.
Hello, this is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, it's that time of year again, Carolina football season. And nobody gets more excited about Carolina football than I do.
Football and real estate have absolutely nothing in common, except once I had a client who wore shoulder pads.
Well, I think that counts.
And homes are measured in square feet, and football is a game of inches.
And our business is all about bringing two parties together who have totally opposing agendas. The buyer always wants to pay as little as possible, and the seller usually wants more than the market will bear.
And inspections are like first downs, and lenders are like referees, and closing is like the end zone.
By George, I think she's got it.
I do have it, Sammy. When it comes to buying and selling a house, we all want to come out ahead. And at Franklin Street Realty, we make that happen.
At Franklin Street, we have more than 20 years experience helping the right buyers and sellers find each other, so everyone ends up a winner.
Oh, Sammy, that's so sweet.
Franklin Street Realty, why would you call anyone else?
Mark Vitale's All About Insurance Agency has taken care of families and businesses in Chapel Hill since 1993. All About Insurance carries every line of insurance you and your family would need. Auto, home, renters, commercial insurance for businesses large and small, life insurance and 401k plans, plus health care insurance. In fact, All About Insurance carries the absolute lowest rates for new young drivers. So call AAI today at 919-933-4000 or go online at allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Welcome back to The Grid. I'm Rand Northam. As we head through Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Orange County, and Chatham counties, we're heard from the head coach of the Northwood Chargers, Bill Hall. And again, you can listen to all of those comments again, as well as comments from a couple of the Northwood Charger players, some standouts from last week, by visiting our website, the high school football page, and listening to this week's High School Football with Matt Paul. Matt Paul's weekly podcast, available now on our website, chapelboro.com. We heard from the head coach of the Cedar Ridge Red Wolves, Chris Casey, as well as the Red Wolves look for win number one on the season. Last week, it was the Chapel Hill Tigers in an overtime, exciting game, just 1 yard shy of getting a victory in that one. Here is how that game finished up.
As the famous Woody Durham would say, it's time to go where you go and do what you do. I formation to win the game or to lose it on this play. DeSelm with the snap. He'll keep it himself, and he's hit. He did not get in. Riverside with the goal line stand on back-to-back plays. DeSelm is stopped short of the goal line, and Riverside has won the contest in a heartbreaking opening season loss for the Chapel Hill Tigers.
Walter Storholt and Jeff Hamlin on the call from Chapel Hill High School with that game to kick off the season, and what an exciting game it was. 17-14, again, the final score in that against Riverside. The Tigers just nearly able to upset the 4A Riverside Pirates. But tonight's on to a new battle. It's Chapel Hill at South Granville, and Chapel Hill Tigers looking for their first win on the season. Head coach Isaac Marsh spoke with Matt Oakes about last week's contest and about how that overtime loss really affected his team and how they were feeling there at the end. And he also spoke about what tonight's matchup has in store.
It was one where I think the guys, I definitely know yesterday at practice they understood when I was talking to them about discipline and just taking care of the little things that we needed to have done, and just reviewing a couple of key things that that cost us the game Friday night.
Their
mood on Friday was they were definitely disappointed that they lost, but they could see and understand here's the reason why we lost.
So what were some of those reasons that you guys identified to get better and improve this week?
Well, one was just, you know, special teams play, knowing the right personnel, who's on special teams, as far as, you know, even for us coaches, making sure that, you know, we have the special teams in a line, and knowing who's on the special teams. The field goal that was blocked, making sure our holder, because our holder, I think Austin Turner did an excellent job stepping in as our reserve holder. When Luke Christie went down on the opening kickoff, just for Luke coming in, I mean, for Austin coming in, he did a remarkable job for the first time. So just making sure the field goal, extra point team understands the distance from where the ball is placed. We had it placed in, when we went for the field goal, then towards the end of regulation, I want to say it was 8 seconds to go. If we could have kicked the field goal to win it in regulation, but we're only 5 yards deep when they set the tee up. And we didn't have some of the linemen up front. The block down, they blocked out, which caused a couple of holes to come in. So, you know, just fine-tuning those things and emphasizing the importance of, you know, the markage for where the ball should be placed for a extra point field goal. And then down on, towards the end of the game in overtime when it was fourth and goal, just understanding, you know, there's a reason behind why we call certain plays. So they understand. We had an excellent practice yesterday. So I look forward to seeing how we're going to respond today, moving forward with our preparation for South Granville.
So speaking of South Granville, how do you feel about that week's matchup?
I think it's going to be tough. I think, you know, watching South Granville on film, I think they are a little more physical than Riverside. I truly believe it's going to be a challenge for us due to the fact that we have youth this season playing up on varsity, and South Granville is a talented ball club. I think, you know, they played Rocky Mount extremely well, and then, you know, they ended up losing that game. But what I'm watching on film of South Granville, they are a well-executed ball club.
So on your end of the field, what are two or three keys that you would say, if we can do this, then we'll get a win on Friday night?
Well, one, if we can limit our turnovers, you know, where we don't turn the ball over, I think that that's a key. I think we need to do a better job tackling. And also, I think, you know, if we can sustain some drives and not go three and out, we have to put points up on the board. So I think, you know, if we can do those things and just, you know, be in position to make plays, we have to be in position to make plays. And if we're in those positions, I think we're going to fare pretty well. Well, I was just saying, I thought, you know, the Riverside game, I thought we played extremely well, you know, to start the game.
Mm-hmm.
We took the opening kickoff when we got the ball. We stopped when they went three and out. We took the open, our first possession, went down and scored. I thought, you know, we did extremely well in that regard. And then we didn't do it again until late in the second half. I felt that we have to do a better job, you know, sustaining drives. And
once again, the head coach of the Chapel Hill Tigers, Isaac Marsh, speaking with Matt Oakes here on the grid. As the Chapel Hill Tigers look for win number one on the season, we're just 2 weeks into it tonight. And a disappointing loss last week for the Chapel Hill Tigers. You heard it all on chapelboro.com. You can go back and listen to all our games on our website, chapelboro.com, as well. But a 17-14 overtime loss, just 1 yard short of getting that win. The Tigers move on, though, and look for a new opponent tonight on the road against South Granville. Coming up next on the grid, we're going to go around the area, let you know of some other games that are going on, and those games you can stay up to date with on our website, chapelboro.com. We'll also have live updates for you during our broadcast tonight. Two broadcasts every week this season on WCHL and chapelboro.com. Tonight on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com, we've got the Carrboro Jaguars hosting the East Chapel Hill Wildcats, a 2A, 4A matchup. Then tonight also on chapelboro.com, exclusively there, Northern Durham travels to Orange High School, the Panthers last week with a 40-7 win over Person, and what another dominating force there for the Pat Moser and the Orange Panthers. So that game coming your way. And kickoff at 7:30 tonight. We'll break down those games starting here in just a couple minutes with the pregame shows. You're listening to The Grid. Stay tuned.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from the all-new Carolina 1663. It's half off. Introductory offers for breakfast, lunch, or dinner available now. Our Local Deal welcomes Carolina 1663, the latest in destination dining. Executive Chef McLean has created a menu that will beckon you to relax and enjoy his fresh, creative dishes. In addition to the dining room, come enjoy their wonderful full bar lounge and patio seating. It's half off from Carolina 1663. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
You may already know that AT&T is the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And now, independent third-party research has confirmed that AT&T is also the most reliable 4G LTE network. What does that mean for you? Whether you're connecting with family and friends, getting the job done at work, or simply looking for entertainment, you want a wireless network you can count on. That's why AT&T built the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And we're not the only ones saying it. PC Magazine recently ranked AT&T's LTE network as the fastest overall, and PC World stated that AT&T's LTE service is the fastest 2 years running. Not surprisingly, that same lightning-fast network is now the most reliable as well. AT&T, the nation's fastest and now most reliable 4G LTE network. Rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Speed claim compares national carriers' average 4G LTE download speeds. Reliability claim compares data transfer completion rates on nationwide 4G LTE networks. 4G LTE not available everywhere.
In the nation, halfway won't cut it. That's why Nationwide Insurance offers brand new belongings. If something in your home is stolen or destroyed, we replace it with a brand new version.
Nationwide is on your side.
Call Mark Vitale, Nationwide Insurance, today at 919-933-4000. Visit Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard or allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Optional feature. Exclusions and limits apply. Damaged items may be repaired. Consult policy language for specifics. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Welcome back to The Grid. I'm Rand Northam. We've got high school football coming away here in just moments. Coming up next, we're going to send it out to the respective schools of tonight's two high school football games of the week. week here on WCHL and Chapelboro.com. Our crews are standing by, and the games tonight, Carrboro and East Chapel Hill. That's on WCHL and Chapelboro.com. Exclusively on Chapelboro.com, Orange is hosting Northern Durham. Now, to hear both of those games, you can go to our website, Chapelboro.com, and click on the links up at the top of the page to go to either of those games. All four of our crew members, Anthony Wellman, Paul Connell, Jeff Hamlin, and Walter Storholt, standing by for those broadcasts here in just moments. Want to break down a couple other games, as mentioned, going on tonight, all 7:30 kickoffs. Chapel Hill is on the road against South Granville. Cedar Ridge is hosting Southern Vance, and Northwood hosting Southern Lee. You can find the conclusions or the final scores of those games on our website, chapelboro.com, and our high school championship sports page as soon as those games go final tonight. I'm Rand Northam. Time now to send it out to the pregame shows. Have a great night of high school football.